Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 28, Opportunity Knocks Until Its Knuckles Are Bleeding. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. Earl opens this episode by pushing back on a familiar cliche. Opportunity knocks only once. He said that this isn't true. It's simply not true. Opportunity knocks until its knuckles are bleeding. The problem isn't a lack of opportunity. The problem is that we're often distracted, unclear, or unwilling to open the door. Earl encourages us to do something very concrete. Grab a yellow legal pad. At the top of the page, write a simple question like, how can I have a more fulfilling career? Then start writing possible answers. Not one or two, but many. Do this seriously. Do it with a partner. Do the hard work of thinking through the options and building a plan. Opportunity favors people who are willing to think deliberately about their lives instead of drifting through them. Next, Earl turns to his attention to education, especially early education. He argues that schools should do a better job of exposing young people to a range of jobs and careers that actually exist. Most people don't know what they want to do when they're young. Not because they lack ambition, but because they lack exposure. It's hard to know what you want to do when you don't know something exists. Now, I'm not sure, you know, maybe they've gotten much better about this today, but it seems like technology probably really could help. You could do simulations, virtual experiences, or even interactive tools that allow students to see what different paths or jobs really look like and what it takes to get there. Preferences don't appear out of nowhere. They're shaped by experience. Earl then runs a classic thought experiment. If you had enough money that you didn't need to work, what would you do? This can be a useful exercise. It often reveals what we're genuinely drawn to or core interests for us. But I think there's a catch. Most people who end up in their dream job didn't start there. They spent years learning, struggling, and growing and becoming competent long before the work became fulfilling, which leads to what I think is a most valuable insight in this episode. Meaning is often created, not found. In almost any job, field, or career, there is more that can be done to make the work meaningful. But those opportunities don't always appear automatically. We often have to seek them out. We have to advocate for ourselves. We have to be willing to take on extra responsibility, stretch beyond the job description, and trust that extraordinary effort is noticed and rewarded. Earl makes a point that ties everything together here. Our rewards are in direct proportion to the number of people we serve. If we want more opportunity, more growth, more reward, we need to figure out how to serve more people or serve them better. Opportunity doesn't just knock from the outside. Sometimes it's built from within. So episode 28 leaves me with these reminders. Opportunity is persistent, even relentless. Clarity requires effort. Meaning grows through service. And fulfillment is often something we create, not something we stumble upon. Opportunity will keep knocking. The question is whether we're ready to open the door. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.